Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Senator Elizabeth Warren plans to run for a third U.S. Senate term. The 71-year-old Democrat tells Politico she will run again in 2024. She's talking about her future as her new book, titled Persist, makes its debut. In the book, Warren looks back at her unsuccessful presidential campaign and looks forward with a sense of optimism, saying the country is facing real opportunity for change. WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks spoke to Warren about the book, about running for president, and about her first run for the U.S. Senate.
It was the summer of 2011. Warren was a Harvard law professor and a political novice. But Democrats like Harry Reid and Chuck Schumer were urging her to run for the Senate. They believed she had a shot at knocking off the popular Republican, Scott Brown. Warren wasn't so sure.
Will I be able to talk to people, and what would town halls be like, and would the good folks in Massachusetts be willing to elect a woman to go to Washington to represent them?
Her doubts only grew when she met with a prominent Democrat who told her just how much it would cost to run.
And I'd say, what? He hits a number in the tens of millions where I'm starting to think, you know what? I can't raise that kind of money, and if that's what it takes to run for office, I'm out of here.
Of course, she did run, and she raised the money through lots of small online donations, an approach pioneered by Howard Dean and then Barack Obama in 2008. Warren beat Brown in the most expensive election in Massachusetts history.
People really rode to the rescue. I mean, it was the $5 and $10 and $15 to help in this race.
That early experience in Massachusetts influenced Warren's run for the White House. She didn't seek large contributions or PAC money. She says that gave her more time to hear directly from voters in those famous photo lines that lasted for hours. She also memorably ripped into billionaire Michael Bloomberg during a debate in Las Vegas. The former New York mayor made a late entry into the presidential race, hoping to use his personal fortune to leapfrog over other candidates. But Warren wouldn't have it.
I'd like to talk about who we're running against. A billionaire who calls women fat broads and horse-faced lesbians. And no, I'm not talking about Donald Trump. I'm talking about Mayor Bloomberg. Democrats are not going to...
I want to ask you about that moment in that debate. Was it hard to make that decision to take Bloomberg on so directly?
Nope. Not even a little.
Warren says it was important to stop Bloomberg from buying his way to the nomination and to confront him about allegations of mistreating his female employees. But Warren was troubled by what happened next in the debate. Bloomberg didn't even respond to her.
When he didn't respond, it moved to another level about every woman out there who has wondered when they push back, did this guy even hear me?
Warren's book includes a pitch for a long list of progressive policies, many of which are familiar to anyone who followed her presidential bid. They include a wealth tax, expanding Social Security, and erasing student debt. But Warren is most passionate about expanding child care, and for her, it's personal. She was fired from her first teaching job after she got pregnant. She says a lack of child care nearly ended her career before it began.
Child care came within a hair's breadth of just knocking me out of the game and knocking a bunch of women out of the game. A generation later, my daughter faced the same thing. And if we don't make change, my granddaughter will face the same thing. We got to have child care. Child care is infrastructure.
In Persist, Warren writes that from the start of her political career, she was repeatedly asked, can a woman win? A question that dogged her presidential campaign. When I was in Iowa just before the caucuses, voters like Brian Kading were not uncommon. He liked Warren, but he didn't vote for her.
I still have this feeling that this country's not ready for a female president. I think we should be, but I really question that.
You're saying you're open to the
idea,
right? It's just your concern that others might not be.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
By that point, Warren had a ready response for voters like Kading. She told them that she beat Scott Brown in Massachusetts, and that women helped deliver the House to Democrats in 2018.
So here's how I see this. Our number one job is to beat Donald Trump. Women win. Let's get this done.
Warren suggests that one of the reasons her presidential campaign fell short was because she's a woman. She cites research that shows that one in four Democrats and independents would not be comfortable with a woman in the White House. But she also writes, maybe I just wasn't good enough.
There were things about running for president that were hard, including losing. Spoiler alert, when we get to the end of the book, I did not win.
So after more than 14 months of campaigning, of traveling, of building momentum, and then suddenly your campaign is over. You had to step outside your door in Cambridge, face the press, and say, we're done.
So I announced this morning that I am suspending my campaign for president.
What happened when you went back inside?
I went to bed that night. It was tough. And I woke up the next morning, and I opened my door, and there in 2-foot-high letters, heavily chalked in, was the word persist. And it was like a bucket of cold water in the face. I stood there on my porch and thought, girl, you're still in this fight.
Senator Elizabeth Warren, her new book is entitled Persist. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.